This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU Soil Health Specialist Chandler Gruner from the North Central Research Extension Center. And Chandler, we're talking winter cover crop termination today. And for a farmer, timing is crucial here, right?
Yeah, so timing is crucial when you're trying to terminate your winter cover crops. And so a lot of times people want to do a pre-planting termination. So this is where you go out maybe 2 weeks ahead of time. Sometimes people, when they're using cereal rye, they kind of worry about some of the associations and the fungi and the bacteria and all the different stuff going on in the soil. So they sometimes want to terminate 2 weeks before time. Another method is green planting. So this is where you go out there, you drive your drill or your planter right through the cover crop, it's still alive. And then right after planting, you go out and do your termination method. A lot of that goes back into what species of cover crop you have and what crop you're going into as your cash crop. So that's some of the considerations you need to have.
All right, good stuff. Hey, more on cover crops when we come back.
It's easy to put off saving for retirement, but it can be even easier than you think to start. And once you do, you can feel more confident about your future. As a financial professional of Thrivent, let me help you define your financial goals and take realistic steps to help you reach them. It comes down to making choices about your money that match your values, because even small steps can get you where you want to go. Contact me, Financial Associate Andy Laris, at 701-509-5794.
Experience your island-inspired home away from home at Compass by Margaritaville Hotel Naples, an all-suite paradise capturing the essence of laid-back luxury. Perfect for sun-seeking adventurers who love to check in and chill out. Enjoy unmatched convenience and comfort along with deluxe amenities. Immerse yourself in the Margaritaville state of mind and step into your Southwest Floridian escape at Compass Hotel Naples, your perfect retreat. Visit MargaritavilleResorts.com.
Talking cover crop termination today with Chandler Gruner. And Chandler, how about various methods here?
So once you kind of think about your different timing, and you got that front and the back half, and there's kind of a three methods I kind of break it down into. Herbicides is your traditional, most common method for termination up here. You can either use that for a pre or a post, but mowing can be another interesting one. Larger mowers can help kind of do that and kind of deal with some of them larger, high residue cover crops if you have that. Another cool one that's very popular is using a roller crimper. And so a lot of times roller crimpers can either have flat blades or chevron blades. And so this method works by rolling through the field, lays the cover crop over and terminate and kill the crop. And then a key aspect of when you're going to use that roller crimper is to plant the same direction as you're going to. So if you plant going the opposite direction, think about it as your feet dragging on the carpet, it has a lot more resistance, can cause some issues.
All right, that'll put a wrap on this report. If you missed one, check us on the website, agissues.com. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by Andy and Teal Laris, your Thrivent advisors in Minot, by Compass, by Margaritaville at Hotel Naples, and by Bremer Bank. Contact Bremer for all of your ag banking needs.